take a look at the end of Parashat Va'era, it would seem, you can't go all the way to the end, but close to the end of Parashat Va'era, it would seem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to bring seven makos on Mitzrayim, and then B'nai Yisrael will go free. How so? The seventh makah is Makat Barim. At the end of the parasha, Perek Tet, Pasuk of Zion, Pasuk says, Vayishlach Paro, Vayikron Moshe L'Aaron, Vayomar Aleyem, Chatosi Yapav, Hashem HaTzadik, Vani Vani Arashoy. There is such a vidoy, Chatosi Hapam, I did a chet, Takaras a chet, Hashem HaTzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right, Ani v'ani Arashayim, we are bad, you are right, we are bad. Tremendous, he's doing tshuva, tremendous vidui. Hatira Hashem, Tavent Hashem, V'rav Niyot Kolot Elokim Uvarat, of the Barat stop, V'ashalcha Etchem V'lot HaSifun Lamad, and I'll send you out, you won't have to stay here any longer. The Baruch Hashem, seven makos, that's it. Today the night will be shorter. I have to do 10, I have to do 7. So what happened? Moshe says, okay, I'll daven. And Moshe goes, and he davens. And the Baruch stops. The Pasuk says, Ayaparo ki chadala matav avarad v'kalot. She's about to stop. Vayosef machtal continues to do chay. Vayechfeid libo hu v'avadav. Vayechazak leiparo v'lo shilach et b'nei Yisrael. And he doesn't send enough. What's going on here? Comes along the famous Magid of Yerushalayim, of Shalom Shvadran. And he has, I don't understand. Paro seems to have done a sincere tshuva. It's not so likely that Paro was trying to fool Moshe, and the Torah writes it in a way as if he's sincere, but he really wasn't. The Torah writes it in a very sincere fashion. It would appear that Paro really was sincere. So if he really was sincere, so how come just a few psukim later, all of a sudden he changed his mind? Says Rav Shadran, if you want to understand what was wrong over here, let's take a look at what happened when Paro really does the truth. What happens after Makas Bechor? From Parsha's bow, so it tells us, Vayakam Paro Laila, Huv Havadav Chol Mitzrayim, Vatit Sakon Kalab and Mitzrayim came by, it's a sharing Shammeit. So as we go out and he sees that the Bechorim have died, there isn't a house, but there isn't a dead body. Vayikra l'moshu l'aron l'ayla v'yomer kumu tzuhu mitoch ami gam atem gam b'nei Yisrael l'luchu abdu at Hashem k'davrechem. Get up and leave, like you said. Gam somchem gam b'kachem k'chu k'asher dibatem v'alechu take your tongue, your baka, like you said. Uberachtem gam osin, you should give me a brach. And here, he doesn't renege on it immediately. Moshe doesn't leave right away, because we're not going to leave like thieves in the middle of the night. We're going to leave at midday. And in midday, Paro's still many, many, many hours later. He hasn't changed his mind. What's the difference? Says Rav Shadran, hey, what's the difference? In the first case, in Barad, he says to Moshe, go daven that the Baruch should stop, and then I'll let you go. Hatira Hashem v'rav miyot kolot elokim uvarad. You go daven, have the Baruch stop, vaz v'ashalcha etchem v'lo tosifon lamon. Not as Bechoros, the order is different. He says, Vayomer kumu tzu mitoch ami, leave. You can go, take your sheep, take your cattle. Uveirachtem gamosi. What's veirachtem gamosi? Says Rashi. התפללו עליי שלא אמות שאני בחור. דאבן for me, I shouldn't die, because I'm a בחור. He doesn't say, דאבן for me that I shouldn't die, and then I'll let you go. He says, go! And then דאבן for me as well. If you want to make a change, if you want to change your life, if you want to take a new path, and you say, I'm going to start something new tomorrow, first thing tomorrow, as soon as X happens, then I'll start, chances are you won't be so successful. That's what Paro did by Machzor Baruch. He said, okay, I have to let Bnei Yisrael go, I am a Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu's a Tzaddik, we're all Rishayim, you daven first, Moshe, and then I'll let you go. By the time Moshe davened, Paro changed his mind. Not his Bechorel's real truth. He says, Moshe, take them, leave now! And by the way, please daven for me that Machzor Bechorel should end before I should die. Anybody who's ever been on a diet, or that anybody who's going to start the diet tomorrow, and not right now, the chances are that they're not going to be so successful. By the time tomorrow comes, until tomorrow, by tomorrow, time tomorrow comes along, many, many things can happen. If you want to do something, you have to start now. But a new man. A new man. Probably people have an idea that it should be as good, but why not better? Better than it was last month. No matter how good the last month was, this one could be even better. If that's what you're thinking, don't start tomorrow. If you can start tomorrow, this month should be better. Whatever decisions you've made, whatever kabbalot you've accepted upon yourself, if you wait till tomorrow, it may not be so successful. The message that Paro leaves us with, Parshas Va'era and Parshas Bo, if you want things to really be different, you want things to really be better, you have to start now. Follow me.